Hey, and welcome to another episode of Podcraft. This is the show all about podcasting, from launching your show to monetization and everything in between. I'm Colin Gray, as always, joined by Matthew. How
are you doing? Good day, sir. Good day. Good to be back in the seat.
Indeed, indeed. Enjoying this season so far? This is us up to episode 10, I think, now.
Yeah, good. Good to go back to the basics, isn't it?
Yeah, it's good fun.
You're
actually
never too old to go back to the basics.
And the basics this time around is branding and artwork. As you know, if you've been listening along, this season is all about how to get your first episode out into the world, so how to release your podcast. And a part of that is getting the branding sorted. You always need artwork. Maybe don't need music right at the start. We talked about that in the last episode, didn't we? We covered editing on the last episode and why you might not want to bother with music actually in the first few episodes, but you can't get away without artwork right at the start. So that's what we're going to cover today. We'll look at the tools you might want to use to create that artwork. We might look at the different ways that you can put it together, good designs, sort of requirements for artwork, what makes good artwork basically. And then we'll go into music as well, how to choose good music and where to get it as well. Just before we get into it, I'll mention this episode is sponsored by Alitu. Alitu is our podcast maker app, which helps you create a podcast really easily. You just upload your raw audio and it'll polish it up, it'll add your branding, and it'll publish it for you. You can pop over to alitu.com, A-L-I-T-U.com, to do a free trial, test it out, and I'll talk a bit more about it later on and what it can do for you. So, artwork, Matthew, what makes good artwork?
I approach artwork. That's the most pretentious thing I've ever said. I approach
artwork in a way that...
I approach artwork. I forgot what I was going to say. I had a really good thing to say.
Sorry.
So my approach with artwork is that how simple could this be but still get the personality of the show across, if that makes sense?
Yeah.
So, really simple, but still want a bit of personality in there. I still want people to see it and think, oh, I'm intrigued. And obviously, you know, your title and your content basically is to do with that too. But you want your title on there, in my opinion, and a bit that kind of intrigues them to click through and look at your episodes. Because this is what somebody's seen before they even see your episode list, isn't it?
Yes, indeed, yeah. The point of this is that your artwork is often the only thing people see, isn't it? Like even in the Apple podcast store, iTunes store, whatever the hell you call it these days, in Apple podcasts, artwork is the biggest part by far. There is a written title below it, isn't there? But I mean... it's the artwork that's catching the eye.
Yeah, and you're in it's like that shop front environment. Yeah. You've got all these different, and they're in thumbnail size.
Yeah,
they're all next to each other.
Tiny so like things,
you've got to be like grabbing the eyeball of the listener and saying, "Click on me and have a look at what I've got to offer." So
So simple and obvious beats complex and clever every single time. Yeah.
Don't be fooled by like if you're looking at a huge version of your potential cover art and you know it's taking up the whole of your monitor and it's really detailed and it looks brilliant. You know, walk over the other side of the room, walk 30 yards down the corridor and have a look and ask yourself, does that still look okay?
'Cause Yeah, absolutely. I mean, for me, the way I tend to think about it or the way I tend to recommend, there's no one template, but title on there. Hopefully the podcast title is like just two or three words, maybe max, or maybe a few more, but hopefully it's quite short. And if you've got room for that intrigue that you just mentioned there, the podcast title will maybe be quite obvious. So Podcraft, probably not that obvious, actually. So we need a subtitle and a picture maybe. A subtitle and or a picture. So you can maybe fit the title and a subtitle and then all you'll have is a colour, a background text or something like that. The subtitle makes it clear or the subtitle introduces that kind of curiosity, that kind of thing. Or maybe an illustration that does it too. Like you can have one simple illustration that could show up and maybe give an impression of what the show's about. Maybe a bit that sort of appeals directly to the target audience, that kind of thing. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, you do see some very overcomplicated ones sometimes, don't you? They don't stand out at all.
So what about putting cover art together or getting cover art? What are some of the tools that you've traditionally used to do that?
Yeah, there's a few in here. I think for me today, Canva is the first place to go. Canva has a cover art template in it, so it helps you. I mean, cover art needs to be, is it 3,000 by 3,000 these days, isn't it? Apple keeps raising the bar in terms of size.
Yeah, 1,400 by 1,400 is still the most common one.
Yeah.
But 3,000 by 3,000 is what they recommend
yeah,
now.
Yeah.
But again, I don't want to divert us here, but I've heard a lot of feedback from Libsyn, one of the media hosts, who are saying that if cover art is over 500 kilobits in size, they hear a lot of problems with that.
Really? Okay.
So maybe going 14 by 100 by 1400 is going to help keep that actual size. File size down.
Yeah.
So
yeah, well, anyway, Canva will set it up with that those dimensions right in the first place. And it'll give you some templates to work with as well. The free Canva gives you a few different templates to work with. You probably want to change it up a bit, obviously, like change the colours a wee bit. You'll get the text a bit differently just to make it stand out above other people that are using Canva too. But Canva is really good for basically turning you into a designer. Even if you've got no design skill, it helps you make things look good.
It's where you make all your inspirational quote memes, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, all of those that I make. See, I think that's a good place to start. I mean, we pay for Canva, so we pay a monthly subscription for Canva because we use it for podcast stuff, and podcast artwork stuff, but also like all our social media, not quote memes, but normal images for our blog posts and stuff. I've also used, have you ever used Fiverr for artwork?
No, I still see it as this dingy race to the bottom where creative people are cutting each other's throats for pennies. But, you know, bitterness aside.
it's changed a lot these days. You do still get a bit of that, but you don't need to, not everyone's a Fiverr anymore. It never used to be honest, but it always used to be listed as a Fiverr and then there was all these add-ons. But nowadays, actually, you get lots of people who list it for a reasonable fee. So like you'll get podcast artwork for $99 or $150 or something like that. So you can go through and see them all. But I think it's actually just it's relatively low cost, or you can certainly find low cost people in there, but it's just a marketplace. You can find all these examples of different ones that people have created. So you can find a designer. It's that kind of step up where you find somebody who is a designer or claims to be, I should say, who maybe suits your style. So it's a good place to have a look, I think. And the next step up from them obviously being something like, say, 99 Designs or Design Crowd are the alternative. And you can set a competition. They're the kind of competition market. Have you used them either?
No.
No.
I know about them, but yeah, I've never used them.
Basically a competition. So you set up your project and like 10, 15, 20 designers, even more actually if you pay more. So it depends how much you pay, how many designs you get, but you might get even more than that. We'll submit designs. You can rate them all. You can say, right, I love this one. I love this part of this one, but change that. You can give feedback around everything. And basically over a week or so, you get, say, a dozen designers refining lots of different designs. You can take that to the final where you've got four of them all against each other, refine them even more, and you can end up with something really good, actually. You get some really good quality stuff out of 99 Designs. I've had a few things done in there, from logos to t-shirts to that kind of stuff. It's not cheap, though. That's the only thing. So it's at least a few £100, so probably like $400 or $500 to get that type of thing done in 99 Designs. But then again, if you're investing in your podcast, maybe it's worth it. Like we said, this is the first impression, isn't it? It's like your best chance to capture people up front.
Yeah, I suppose just a wee caveat, like on the other side of the coin, you can change your podcast artwork.
Yeah,
I know that like the right first time approach is when I'm, you know, I buy into that, but at the same time, don't let this derail you and forever procrastinate over finding the exact right artwork,
because
you can change it later on. So
yeah, for sure. Yeah, start out with a Canva one for your first 20 episodes, and then once you've validated the idea, once you know people are actually going to listen, spend a few £100 on a decent Canva one, a decent 99 Design ones. Yes. Okay, cool. Anything else on artwork?
I don't think so. I think that's
covers it for me,
it.
I think, yeah. Right, we're going to go into music and the next half of the show. Just before we do that, I'm going to do our little, chat around Alitu. So I mentioned Alitu is sponsoring this episode. Alitu is our podcast maker app. Alitu is especially designed for people who are new to podcasting. More than anything else, if you want to get around the tech, if you don't, just basically don't want to think about editing your show, you don't want to think about processing, you don't care about equalization, compression, normalization, noise reduction, all of these kind of things. You just want it done. You just want the podcast to sound good, to upload your raw bit of audio, for it to be processed so that it sounds good, and for you to be able to edit out any mistakes that you want in a really simple way, then that's what Allatoo is for. We've got our editing platform, which is basically it's a custom designed system to cater right to podcasters. So it has a top and a tail separate from removing mistakes, because we know that podcasters do those separately. You remove the silence from the start and the end, and then you go in and start editing out your mistakes, and Allatoo can do that for you. And finally, it can act as an episode builder for you as well. So you can upload a few different audio clips, you can rearrange them, you can set how they transition into each other, adds the music automatically at that point. So your branding can overlap with your music. Your music can overlap with the voice. They can overlap with the following vocal sections, and basically piece it all together automatically so that you don't have to edit it together in something like Audition or Audacity, that kind of thing. And then we can export it with all the right settings too. So that's what Allatoo's for. Basically makes the audio editing and production process much, much easier for you, so that you can just concentrate on getting your voice out into the world, get your episodes consistent, and get your message out there. So that's at Allitoo, Allitoo.com, and you can get a free trial. Sign up today.
Just want to tell the listener as well that when Allatoo puts me out a job, inevitably they'll find me on Fiverr.
Okay.
I'll be on Fiverr. Yeah. Come with me. Come to me with any price you've been quoted and I'll undercut it.
Buy a Fiverr.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure you could do well on Fiverr, Matthew. You got to get your video up there. Right, music. Should you use music in the first place? We talked a bit about this in the last episode, didn't we?
Yeah, there's a good argument against using music. Again, we've kind of been through it, but just the simplicity and just, I think as well, like there's, it's not maybe just as bad nowadays, but that hangover from sort of TV where a podcaster would think, oh, I obviously need to have my minute of music at the start. And it's like, that's just so redundant.
Yeah.
Yes. So yeah, if you're going to use music, make sure it's not like the main focus of the show. It should just be something that's in there as a bit of icing to complement your mm-hmm. content.
Yeah. But I mean, I think the argument for music is there's something around audio branding in that your aim over time is to create loyal listeners that, you know, grow to like you, to listen to your show every single time. And part of that is being recognizable. Part of that is, you know, as soon as your show comes on, the way that people listen to podcasts, you know, often I've got 7 or 8 shows queued up on a lunchtime walk, and I'll be listening on 1.5 times speed or something. So maybe I can get through like 3 or 4 20-minute shows in just an hour. And so I don't choose necessarily at the time to play something. So the fact that this jingle comes up that I go, oh, yes, it's that show, I recognize this. And you would recognize the voice as well, but it's just something nice that puts you in the mindset for that show, that makes it recognizable, that adds that bit of polish, like you say. So there is an argument for it as well. And also, I mean, that's like talking about theme music, but you can also talk about like transitions and things like that, like things that go between different segments of your show or underneath the introduction or something like that. So all of that makes it a bit more recognizable, brands the show, makes it more kind of professional, I guess, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But you can live without quite easily. So here's a question we get quite a lot at the moment then, in terms of the introduction. How long would you say an introduction should be in the first place?
Are we talking from the minute the listener hits play to the first second of the actual presenter?
Yes, the actual unique content? So the thing that repeats every single week, that part that is the same every single week at the start of the show.
I would say that like any more than 20 seconds, you're kind of pushing your luck a wee bit.
Me too, yeah, totally. Aim for maybe 10 even, eh?
Mm.
So next thing, what goes in there? Is it just music or voiceover too?
Again, like the, and we'll talk about where you could source this stuff, but you can have obviously your music done with a professional voiceover.
Yeah.
which is useful in a lot of ways, sets the scene and stuff like that. The danger of that, I think, is if you're maybe recording on a really basic kit, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that, but it can highlight the, you know, you get this beautifully produced intro, really professional sound intro, and then it's cutting to you in your pajamas, not that that affects your audio, but you know, you've got your wee USB mic or that, and you know, you maybe don't sound brilliant. So yeah, there's that to think about, isn't there? Like, let's not make this jarring difference between the intro and the content.
I think it's more and more out of date putting a kind of like heavy intro, isn't it, these days? Like having a 20-second bit of music with somebody going, "This is the Podcraft podcast and all about podcasting, and now is your host Matthew McClay." So that kind of like booming voice and stuff, I think it just sounds a bit sort of cheesy and outdated.
Do you think podcasting's got a bit more laid back, where people are just like the kind of walls? Nobody's imagining anyone. I know we kind of are sitting in a studio here, but most people aren't. Nobody needs to really pretend they are nowadays.
No. Yeah, totally. And I think podcasting has become more comfortable with what it is, which is the power of podcasting being that it is more intimate, more amateur, less like radio. We don't need to be all perfectly produced.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm finding a lot of shows these days have just quite a relaxed, quiet bit of music at the start, like 5-10 seconds that just fades down within even 5 seconds, and then actually the host just reads something unique at the start of the show. And actually it tends, I feel like it works better as well, because you can make it unique each time. You know, you get straight to the content. There's quicker, even 5 or 10 seconds quicker to the content makes a difference, doesn't it, in terms of people's attention.
So
I'd be tempted to just actually find, these days, I tend to recommend people just find a decent bit of music that they like, and just make sure that it's a bit of music that maybe even has a few variations. So like if you go with some of the, like we'll talk about the sources in a wee while, but some of the sources like Audioblocks, for example, have different variations of the same tune, like a 20-second version, a 30-second version, a 60-second version, so that you can play it for 10 seconds, fade it down and have it as a 30-second or a 1-minute bed underneath your first, your 1-minute intro. But that's unique to each show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's different for every person, isn't it? Like some people would benefit from a 10-15 second. This is the Podcraft podcast. So, I mean, I tend to say the same thing at the start of every episode, don't I? So I might as well have that as a produced and not have to repeat it. But yeah. Okay. What about where you find them then? Where do we normally go?
Well, you just talked about Audioblocks there, who are really good, and we've used them quite a lot in the past, haven't we?
Yeah.
Jamendo too, we've used them quite a bit, so they're both really what we would call royalty free, I guess, is the right term, isn't it?
Music libraries,
you're basically paying to license tracks, although it seems to be a lot easier nowadays. Like, remember, you used to kind of have to, you know, it seemed to be stricter, your permissions to how you could use the music, like, don't do this over, you know, you're allowed 20,000 plays and stuff like that. And that's just, I think companies were aware that that's just impossible to manage. So now you kind of, you get these good deals where it's just like, you pay them a subscription, and as long as you're paying a subscription, you're free to use anything. You know, if you've produced an episode in that time period, you can just use that.
So that's the thing, that's worth explaining. Audioblocks is a subscription service. You pay, I think it's about $10 to $15 per month, and you can use as much or any of its music as you like. So you can go into that library, you can draw out music beds, choose like one tune for your brand, like your start and your end, but you could have some for beds, you could have transitions, you can use all sorts of music. Sometimes it's maybe overkill for people who just want an intro or an outro tune, because you wouldn't want to subscribe for months. But then again, you can subscribe for a month, you can download one tune, as long as you... do you know what? I have to check the license in Audioblocks. Audioblocks is definitely, as long as you download it within your subscription period and publish it maybe once at least, it's shown to be used at that point, then you can use it forevermore, even if you're not subscribed afterwards. But Jamendo. So if you want to try that, we've got an affiliate link for Audioblocks. If you wanted to use it, we'd appreciate it. It supports the site and the show. You can get it at thepodcasthost.com/audioblocks. So that's the first option. option. The next one is Jamendo, which is thepodcasthost.com/Jamendo. And they're one off, aren't they? So it's more, it's a wee bit more, £35, I think, probably $50 or so. And you can buy the rights to one track, basically. Jamendo has a huge range. I think Jamendo is really good for much more indie, kind of independent, quite kind of quirky tunes. I found some cool tunes on Jamendo, which were created by, you know, real sort of independent musicians that put their stuff up there. So you can find quite nice little cool stuff on there. Whereas Audioblocks is really good quality, but it's more along the kind of standard type of music that you would get elsewhere. Whereas Jamendo, you might find some more unique and quirky tracks, but it does take a long time to search through.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Any other options you want to talk about, Matthew?
If you want to go down the produced voiceover route, then Music Radio Creative are the premier option for
friends
that.
Friends over at MRC, yes.
So, if you want to do the voiceover thing, and they'll take you through the entire process. They'll, you know, I think they work with you to decide on a voiceover and, you know, work with you on the script and things like that, and just get you set up with all your intros, outros, and any transitions you want for inside of the episode too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, at the end of the day, they'll work with you on that script, but then once you give them that script, they do everything else. They do the voiceover from any range of voices, female, male, any ethnicity, country, whatever it is. And they've got all sorts of music tracks, transitions, and they make it sound great, don't they? Like, we used it. Go back and listen to episodes or season 2, 3 or 4 certainly of Podcraft, of this very show, and you'll hear a Music Radio Creative intro. We used to use it for this. There are a couple of free ones in Incompetech worth mentioning.
Yeah, I think Incompetech is worth a mention. They're a free Creative Commons site, and basically, you know, you could use their tracks for free as long as you're crediting them, as long as you're, you know, saying in your show notes and linking back to the track itself.
Yeah.
The upside of that is you're getting a really good track for absolutely free.
Yeah.
The downside is that quite a lot of podcasts use these tracks.
Yeah.
So it's maybe a bit harder to be individual.
It's definitely
unique.
Not unique. Yeah. So. Yeah. Once you've had a search through the Incompetech library, suddenly you realize you've heard these tracks just about, in lots
everywhere.
Of different places.
Yeah.
But to be honest, you know, in the early days, maybe there's nothing wrong with that.
Aye,
if you
absolutely.
Just want, if you feel like you want a bit of music in there, you don't want to splurge the $15 to get it off audio blocks, then give it a go. All right, I think that'll do it for branding, won't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Podcast is now all visually and audibly branded up. Audibly branded up.
So what remains for us to talk about in the next episode then?
In the next episode, what we are going to talk about is hosting and websites, that exciting world of where you actually put your podcast on the web.
Good stuff.
So yeah, next time around, I mean, it's kind of thing, we get a lot of questions about this, don't we? But it's actually relatively simple once you explain it. So hopefully we can demystify the world of podcast hosting and podcast websites. Okay, just before we tie things up, though, just wanted to mention Alitu again. Alitu.com, Alitu.com. It's our podcast maker app. If you upload your raw audio, we'll polish it up. We'll brand it, put your music in there, and we shall publish it for you as well. So pop over to Alitu.com for your 7-day free trial. Make your first episode, test it out. Let us know what you think. I'd love to hear how you find Alitu, whether it makes your podcasting easier, more sustainable, more consistent. All right. Thanks again for this episode, Matthew.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Indeed. Thank you, listener, for listening along as well. We'll see you on this next episode about podcast hosting and websites. Until then, have fun.